Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from two passages out of the New Testament, two gospel messages. First, out of the Gospel of Matthew, then out of the Gospel of Luke. First, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, beginning at verse 1 through 3. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. And then out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, and he said to them, and this is Jesus talking, and he said to all, and he, by all is his disciples and anyone else that was there listening, and he said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?" Or another translation, loses or forfeits his very soul. Well, it was 1864, well over 100 years ago. He was 38 years old when he was admitted to Bellevue Hospital in New York City. His throat had been slashed on that cold January morning. He had been living in a 28-cent a night room in the Bowery in that area. He was a bum by trade, an alcoholic by fate. His wife had left him 3 years earlier. He lay in that hospital, unable to eat, begging for yet another drink. Without medical care, he was a charity case, reminiscing about times gone by. This forgotten man was just another of the Bowery's victims, a drunk with no prospects on a course of self-destruction. He died 3 days later with 38 cents in his pocket. But there was a time long before his death when this once talented man wrote such memorable songs as "Swanee River," "Camptown Races," "Oh, Susanna," "My Old Kentucky Home," "Beautiful Dreamer," and hundreds more. Stephen Foster, "Untouched, Unwanted, Unnoticed, Unloved." There are people all around us who live and feel as Stephen Foster did, untouched, unwanted, unnoticed, and unloved. I wonder what we would do or what we should do if they came before us. Consider the possibility that our Lord may be calling us to touch the Stephen Fosters of the world, that he may be calling you and me to touch those like Stephen Foster that we find in every walk of life, with from every station and neighborhood, privileged or underprivileged, nearby or around the world, while reaching through every artificial barrier we set up between us as a society. I want to suggest to you today that our Lord has never been calling us to a life of comfort and ease, celebrity, prestige, or prominence while others around us are in need, but that he has been calling us to a life of sacrificial service to others, a life like his, a life that shines his light of love on a world in desperate need of his touch, a life that reaches out to those all around us, the unnoticed, the unloved, the homeless, trafficked, and poor, those in desperate circumstances in this world, those whom we may not want to touch, but whom we can help. In chapter 8 of the Gospel of Matthew, we read this a moment ago. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. The life of a leper in Jesus' day was not an easy one. Not only did a leper suffer from a physically deforming, painful disease, but the leper also suffered from the emotional scars of a life of rejection by the people of that day. The leper was usually relegated by society to the isolation of a colony, and should they ever leave that prison of isolation, the colony, the law of the day required that they ring a bell, warning others of their approach so that others could be spared the sight and contact with this group of society's outcasts. No one dared touch the leper. He was one of the untouchables of that day. Yet, as this leper stood before Jesus and asked to be healed, Jesus reached out and touched him. Jesus could have healed him from a distance. He's God. He could have said, oh, just stay over there. You look terrible and smell bad. I can zap you from here. But he didn't do that. Jesus knew the pain, not only from the physical scars of the disease, but of the rejection the life of isolation had caused this poor soul, a person who no doubt had never been touched by anyone except another leper. Knowing that pain, feeling that pain, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be clean. And in that moment, Jesus healed not only the external physical scars of leprosy, but also the internal emotional scars from years of rejection and hatred the man had suffered simply because of a disease over which he had no control. Jesus was moved with compassion by what he saw on the outside of the leper, but he was moved beyond what we could see on the outside to all that was inside of him, holding him back from becoming all he could be. You and I stand where no one else stands. Your life work, your friendships, your family, your accomplishments, your resources identify you and elevate you to a singular position of prominence in the lives of the people all around you. These people respect you and place value on your words and example. They believe in you and receive value from your caring and spending time with them. They assign value according to your values. You occupy a platform of importance in their lives, a platform that grows in impact as your outreach of caring grows, a platform that needs to grow as the needs around us grow. We all have roles and platforms from which to impact the world. We wear many different hats. Some of us are husbands, brides, parents, employers, educational leaders and teachers, business owners, general managers and athletic directors, and presidents of sports organizations, employees, students, coworkers, pastors, coaches, Hall of Fame players, sons, daughters, grandparents, godparents, and on from all walks of life. What will we do with those platforms? What will we do with our gifts, abilities, talents, and resources given to us by God? Use them just for ourselves, or also use them to make a difference in the lives of others in need around us. One time around, my friends, one time around, to live the life that God intended you to live. One time around to have the eternal impact and leave the legacy that you were created to have and leave at this time in history. To leave the imprint on the world and the lives around you, which only you can leave. Only you, only me, as his disciples, as his hands, his feet, and heart to others. And if we don't, lives are left untouched and less than they can be. Let me leave you with this story to think about. A young man by the name of Mark was walking home from junior high school one day, and he saw another boy ahead of him trip and drop all of his books, his clothes, his bat, his baseball glove, baseballs, tape recorder, everything. He stopped and helped him pick up everything and found out that his name was Bill. And then since he was going the same way, Mark helped Bill carry some of his stuff. Bill, he found out, was new at school, had no friends, was struggling in all of his classes, was feeling isolated and all alone in that school and in that community. When they got to Bill's house, Bill invited Mark in to watch some TV with him. And after that, they saw each other at school, and then they were at the same high school a few years later. And although they didn't spend a lot of time together, they remained friends. A few years later, and a couple of weeks before their high school graduation, Bill told Mark there was something he wanted to tell him. He reminded him of the day that they met a number of years before and asked if he had ever wondered why he was carrying so much stuff home that he dropped and Mark helped him with. Well, he said he had cleaned out his locker that day because he didn't want to leave that mess for someone else. He was heading home to get the sleeping pills that he had gathered over the past few weeks, and he planned to commit suicide. But when you helped me and spent some time with me and we stayed connected, I realized that if I had killed myself, I would have missed that time and then time with others which followed. Things got better, he said, and he finished with this. So you see, Mark, when you picked up my books that day, you did a lot more. You saved my life. Every day, you never know. Are we his disciples? Are we making a sacrificial difference in the lives and the world around us? You never know with whatever and whoever comes before you and into your life. One time around. At the end of this journey here, will our lives have made an eternal difference in the lives of those who come before us? They will, if we remember this. It's fairly simple, actually. We are called to touch the world like that caring student did, and like Jesus did, with everyone we meet, everywhere, to make a difference in the lives around us day after day until we draw our last breath, in the lives of our families and friends, and folks we meet for the first time, the Stephen Fosters, the lepers, the lost, those struggling in life, needing a lift up in life, a helping hand of hope without judgment or expectation of return, just a light of his love for the untouchables and the unnoticed, the poor, the dying and abused, those in need everywhere, even those we meet just walking home. We are called to be Jesus Christ to all the world. We are to be him to all the world, wherever we are, until our last breath, because you never know. Let me pray for us. I was about to say, you're amazing, Lord, but you're God. And we thank you for the example of your life among us and how you did it before and you continue to do it today. Touch the lives around us. Touch our lives. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for your call and reminder on our lives to be you to the world around us, to be your hands and your feet and your heart to all those in need around it, whoever you bring before us. Help us to be sensitive to all those around us who need a lift up in life, the Stephen Fosters, the lepers, the unnoticed, the poor, the dying, the abused, all those everywhere, the isolated, the abandoned, those who feel all alone. Help us to be you to all of them and more. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your precious Son's name we pray always. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.